Hello and welcome to the fourth episode of the Getting to Know You podcast. I am Jacob Bradley, your host, and today I'm joined by a very special guest, a good friend of mine, Donna Basil. Donna, how are you?
I'm good, Jacob. How are you?
I'm excellent.
Great.
So we'll get straight into it. For those people that might not know you, Donna, why don't you give everybody a little overall synopsis of who you are?
Sure. I'm a senior here at SUNY Oswego. I'm a broadcasting major. I'm the productions manager at WTOP. When I'm not here, I'm back home in Syracuse working at good old Geddes Bakery.
That's awesome.
Give her a little shout out.
Yeah, I know a lot of people from obviously I'm from Liverpool, you're from
right.
Cicero. So a lot of people that I have gone to school with are well aware of Geddes Bakery. Are you going to work
really?
There in the summer? Yeah.
Wow. Good for her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to bust, get some money this summer.
Nice.
And at the good old bakery.
Awesome. I will pop my head in once or twice. I've never actually been in there, but.
You come in, tell them you know me, and they'll probably all make fun of me. So.
Really?
Yeah, that's what the vibe is there.
Ah, man. But it sounds awesome. You know, Geddes Bakery is great. I'll be honest with you, I prefer Harrison Bakery.
Okay.
So that's pretty good, isn't it?
I don't take offense to it.
I didn't expect you to. But so you're from pretty local. I know you had a little bit of a of schooling in between CNS and Oswego here. Why don't you tell us
about
that?
Yeah, I went to OCC, Onondaga Community College, for electronic media communications was a major. They now changed it to broadcast media communications. I really enjoyed my time at OCC. I think obviously community colleges, people don't always appreciate them for as much as they are, but I loved it. I learned a lot there. Mm-hmm. And I came in here, and when I was a transfer here, this is my first year doing WTOP, and I have a pretty high role. I mean, not the highest role you can get, but it was because of my training that I had from OCC that Megan Trubia, the vice president of prod, was like, she knows what to do.
Yeah. So what was the, was there any like type of programs at OCC like WTOP?
Not that I'm aware of. I don't think so. Obviously, cause we don't really have like the budget and the alumna to fund it.
Yeah.
But the stuff that we're doing at TOP, we had classes just like that. Like we had a studio just like the WTOP studio and the studio in Lanigan. So, yeah.
So when you moved from OCC to here, was there any like glaring differences or anything that really stood out to you as, hey, this is a bit of a change?
Well, no. I mean, there was a pandemic, obviously,
yeah.
That kind of hindered a lot of stuff. Like, I didn't get a real graduation from OCC. I sat in my car for 3 hours, drove around the campus. Finally, I got to like where they were handing you the diploma. I got out of the car and walked off with my diploma. But my transition from OCC to Oswego, I don't think it was the easiest because of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to be here on campus my junior year, and I couldn't because of the pandemic. And my mom was like, that's just a huge waste of money to live 40 minutes away when your classes are all online. But this year, my senior year, I was like, I need to live on campus. I think that's what's going to be best for me to do what I want to do and to be able to become the person I want to be. I need to be on campus, and I'm in a really good place right now.
Nice. So yeah. When you say you're in a really good place, like what are those contributing factors to that for you?
My confidence level, I think, has gotten a lot higher. And I think the reason for it is because of TOP. Everybody in that entire club are just the nicest people. Obviously, you know, it's a club of a lot of people. There's going to be a little bit of drama.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, it's the nicest group of people I've ever met. And they've become my best friends. Megan has become my best friend. And yeah.
I thought you said you weren't going to mention Megan on the podcast.
I did say I wasn't going to mention Megan, but you asked me the question, and it's because of her that I am who I am at this current moment.
Well, you guys do a show together on Monday nights.
Of course, yes.
I don't think I've ever asked you about this, but how did that like come about from the two of you?
Yeah, so I directed Impractical Improv for our good friend Danny Hernandez. I met Megan through Danny, actually. I met Danny first. Shout out to you, Danny. And he said, do you want to take over in Practical Improv? And I said, yes. But I was like, I can't take over a show by myself. I can't sit in front of a camera because I have anxiety. Like, I have stage fright, I guess you can say.
Yeah.
And I was like, Meg, do you want to host Impractical Improv with me? And she was like, sure. And then we were like, you know what? It's our senior year. We're going to make the show about us. Because Impractical Improv is about, like, the guests. Mm-hmm. We don't care about them. No. But we wanted to just show off our friendship, show off, you know, talk about the stuff that we do, talk about whatever we want. And that's where it kind of stemmed from.
Yeah, what I love about your guys' show is I mean, I know you guys prep out every show and you know what you guys are going to do. But there's not really a theme to it. It's just you guys pretty much do whatever you guys want. You don't care if other people find it entertaining. And just I think the fact that you find it entertaining and Megan finds it so entertaining, the way you guys click with each other, is what makes the show entertaining.
Yeah.
Like, I watch every week. I don't know what you guys are talking about half the time. But because you guys balance so well off of each other, you get the crew involved, like, everything about it, I just think it's awesome.
Yeah, we really wanted to make the show for us, and we wanted to make it a also very comfortable environment and not so structured. Somebody asked us before, like, how much of your show is written? Like, how much do you read off the teleprompter? And I said, the only thing that we write into the script are our, like, welcomes and our goodbyes.
Yeah.
Everything else is banter, and we just play off each other. And, yeah.
And I think that's a lot of shows can kind of learn from that to an extent.
Yeah. Well, that's also kind of what we wanted do. We want to kind of help other shows not get to our level, but like help other shows kind of see what makes a good talk show. And it is like you're having a conversation with another person. It shouldn't be nerve-wracking.
No, and that's the thing too, like even when we produce like sports talk, like we kind of have the same idea, even though ours is a little bit more structured and we do put stuff in the script, like readers and stuff, but we also are like, okay, we want people to come here and enjoy themselves, and we don't want it to be this stressful environment. Like, we have hockey to be stressed about. We have news to be stressed about.
Right.
So, like, when we do this stupid stuff, that's meant to be the enjoyable stuff to look forward to. So I think that you guys certainly have kind of have done that in your own right, just like we try to do every week as well.
Yeah, it's just about having fun. That's what our original productions are for.
Yeah.
Just having fun.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Everything that comes to your guys' mind gets put out there, and it's supposed to be fun. So,
yeah.
But you guys also have an all-women's crew
on
Monday nights.
Yeah, so I walked up to Meg last fall, and I said, I think we need to do an all-women's broadcast, because she put together the crew list for last fall. I put it together for the spring. And when I was making the crew list, I was struggling to put girls into positions, because I would be doing these shows, and I'd look at everyone's availability, and it was all guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I can't have an all guys crew. That's what hockey's for.
Yeah.
And no, it's not. But
to an extent,
it's a very male dominated field.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I want these girls to get into it and get involved. And I also think a lot of the girls in TOP aren't as outspoken as Megan and I. And I think the reason is because it's so male dominated. Megan and I have very strong personalities, and when we walk into a room, we kind of make it our own. And I want that for the younger girls.
Mm.
I want them to take over.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree with you guys. I know, like, because you and Megan don't just do things to do things. Like, you guys always seem to know what you're doing. You don't, you know, you have a final plan with just about everything. And I could say from myself, right, and maybe this is just me, as everybody gets more comfortable as we move along in the semester, but it seems like the people that you guys have had on your crew, you know, I'll name a couple, like Jill, Natalie, to an extent. What you guys got? Like Mia, I know Mia works for Sports Talk as well. I've watched them just gradually become what seems to be more comfortable in the office and just overall. So what is that like? Have you noticed anything like that as well?
I have, and that's exactly what I wanted.
Yeah.
And I think Megan can say the same exact thing. I met Jill, and I was like, I really like Jill. And I kind of just like took her. I was like, she's mine. And then same thing with Nat. I mean, that was Nat and Megan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Megan took Nat and she was like, you're mine now. Mia, I have a class with Mia. And Mia, the stuff that we've been giving Mia to create, she has been killing it. Like the fit check graphic that she did. She has a question of the day graphic that she did. And it's iconic.
Mm-hmm. No, 100%. Yeah. And you could genuinely see, like, I mean, I'll go in there today and just kind of hang out for a little bit and watch you guys do your thing. But you could genuinely feel, even if I pop in for like maybe a second, I got to ask a question, or I'm just in there to drop something off, and I see you guys in there, you can just genuinely tell everybody's happy to be there. They're willing and able to put out what you guys think. So when you and Megan sit down and you come up with these ideas, how important is that to know you have this crew that's behind you that want it to be as good as possible, even though they won't necessarily be on screen? So how important is that for you guys?
Yeah, we love our crew of girly girls. That's what we call them. We throw a lot at them, I think, and we always tell them, even if you guys make a mistake, we don't care. It adds to our brand of a hot mess. We're hot messes, you know? But we just ask that they learn from their mistakes. We had one episode where our intro, instead of playing the intro, they played a commercial. And we were like, okay, let's redo it. And they learned. And they never made that mistake again.
Yeah.
I love just seeing the girls come into their own, because that's what WTOP did for me. You know, it helped me become, like I just said, it helped me become who I am.
So. Exactly. I when we did our show on Tuesday, and, you know, you were a part of it, you and Jill popped your heads in, and we, you know, at the end, Aaron Blank, the photographer, had sent us just probably about 150 photographs that she took throughout the day.
Great.
Oh, she's incredible. And pretty much I sat there, and I was maybe in a third of them, but like, as far as watching everybody else, and just the way she'd take the pictures was maybe somebody wouldn't be smiling,
mm-hmm.
and then the next picture they would be.
Yeah.
And for me, that was just like awesome. Like, I'm not even gonna lie, I almost got a little teared up just watching it, because I was like, that's what it's about. Like, you're meant to create that type of an atmosphere.
Yeah.
And I feel like so many shows kind of miss out on that, and they think, okay, we're on camera, we're the stars, and the crew doesn't matter at all. And that is the complete opposite. I think I always say, me, Garrett, and Kyle, and I know you and Megan can attest to this, we have the easy job. We just go out there, we talk, act like idiots.
Yeah, exactly.
Where everybody in the back's got to sit there and watch us every single week.
Sit there and watch, try to pay attention.
Exactly.
I love when we can sometimes hear like the crew laughing along with us. That's the best.
It's excellent.
I love it. Because that means we're like, okay, that was funny.
Yeah.
Now we know. Because we think we're hilarious, but we don't know about what everyone else thinks. And when we hear them laugh, that means a lot.
No, like even just like, I know you guys can, again, attest to this too, but when the show's over, maybe you didn't necessarily think in your head that wasn't very good. Like, even this past Tuesday, I thought that was crap. Like, I just went back. I was very down on it.
I loved it.
I know everybody else did. And people were like, that was a great show. And I went back and watched it, and I thought it was really good. But to watch everybody come out of like the studio when it's over and just be like, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Or that was really funny.
Yeah.
Or I just think that's the best.
It is. It really is.
But so we've talked a lot about who you are now. Let's flash back a bit before even OCC and Oswego. And you talked about, I know you've played a little bit of sports in high school.
I did.
What sports did you play?
I played a lot of sports. So when I was younger, I played soccer. I did softball first, then I played soccer. I wanted to play basketball, but didn't. And then in high school, I did track and field.
Nice.
I was a thrower.
Okay.
If you couldn't tell.
No. But no, so did you have a favorite out of all those sports?
Softball was probably my favorite.
Okay.
But I played for the Liverpool Girls Softball League, and I'm going to call you out. The Liverpool girls are
mean. They may actually be listening, though, so be careful.
Okay, well, the Liverpool girls were mean to me. One girl kicked dirt at me in, like,
really?
The dugout. Yeah.
You're going to have to share the name with off
camera. I have no idea who it was, but I remember a girl kicked dirt on me.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's terrible. But
it was traumatizing.
So talk to me. You know, we've talked about WTOP and the relationships you made through there. What were the relationships like for you in sports?
I didn't really have friends when I played sports. I wouldn't say my friends were based off of like what sports I played. Obviously I had friends, but, they're more like neighborhood friends.
Yeah.
I would say I had, my ex did track and field with me. He was a year older though. So he left, and then I quit for health. I quit for like health reasons,
okay.
But, yeah, I would say my relationships were more based off of like school and neighborhoods than sports.
Okay, so then, you know, do you still keep in contact with the people that you had relationships with in high school?
I in high school had like my senior year, I maybe had like 3 close friends.
Yeah.
And I'm still close with them now.
Nice.
I didn't need like, I wasn't the typical high schooler. I didn't care about anything. I cared about getting out.
Yeah.
And I thankfully did.
Nice. But I was kind of in a similar boat as far as making friends with just about, like you said, three, four tight-knit people that you still try to keep in contact with today. How did, like, those relationships shape you into who you are today? Like, do you, I asked Megan the same question. Like, do you think you're the same person as you were when you left high school as you are as you get ready to leave college?
Absolutely not. I'm not even close to the same person. I owe a lot. I'm not going to say I owe it to the pandemic, but the pandemic helped me a lot. The pandemic, we said this on our show a couple weeks ago. It gave you time to just sit there by yourself and think about who you are as a person. And I realized after the pandemic or during the pandemic that I was gay or half gay. And I think if I didn't have that and I didn't have like that time to just like be by myself and like realize these things, then I would still, you know, be straight and not, I wasn't miserable, but I'm a lot happier now.
How was that whole entire process as far as, you know, maybe letting some of your close friends and family go, if you don't mind getting into that?
No, I would love to get into it. I wanted to be out by my 21st birthday.
Okay.
Which just happened in November. It took me a long time to admit it to myself. I would say I didn't really think that I was until about August of last year.
Okay.
And I said it, I remember I said it first to a stranger. I was background acting and I was like, yeah, I'm bi. And they were like, oh, that's cool. And I was like, okay, like they don't care. Like, yeah, it's cool. And then I texted one of my good friends, Kayla, because I knew like she would be like, okay, T, like whatever. And then the next person I told was my sister, because I knew my sister doesn't react to things. So I knew if I told my sister, she would just be like, all right.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what you said. And then on my birthday, I told my parents, and you know, they were like, okay, like we want you to be happy. My mom has always been adamant about having grandchildren, even though I don't want children. So at first she was like, well, I better get my grandkids. And I was like, meh, we'll see. And I told my boss, because my boss is like a second mother to me.
Okay.
And it was really important for me to tell her because I tell her everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So would you say you had a, for the most part, a pretty good, like everybody reacted pretty well?
Yeah, everyone reacted pretty well. I didn't want to make it like a big thing because I don't believe it. It should be a big thing.
Yeah.
I don't think you should assume that everybody is one way because nobody, well, no one person is the same.
Exactly.
My cousin actually just texted me because she just kind of like found out because I didn't tell her. She was like, she's like, are you gay? And I was like, yeah, T, I am. And she was like, okay, cool. Like, I was like, I don't want it to, I didn't want it. I'm not out to my entire family.
Yeah.
I might be now, but,
yeah.
but yeah, I wanted to just, when the opportunity came to tell him, I wanted to tell him. And that's what I've been doing.
So how important was that for you to just have people there to support you?
It meant a lot to me when people like didn't make a big deal out of it because it really isn't a big deal. And, I've become a lot more comfortable with myself, and because I've become more comfortable with myself, I'm more comfortable with others and being able to talk to others.
No, that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's good. So you'd say overall that you are a better person than you were.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome.
I was not the nicest in high school either.
Was there a reason for that or just?
No, I didn't like anybody.
Fair enough. But before we get into the big part of the show, I meant to ask the previous guest this, and I don't think I ever got to it. What's going good in your life right now? Is there anything specific?
What's going good? Well, I'm about to graduate.
Okay.
Which is like good but scary. Yeah, I mean, lots of things are going good. My friends are going good. My relationship with my family's going good.
Excellent.
The Senesa is going good.
There it is. Yeah, new episode. Well, this episode of the podcast won't be out tonight, but
okay. Well, that's fine. Watch
I'm
it.
Sure. Yeah. Well. Yeah. We'll figure something out. Yeah. But nah. I mean, I love you. You guys. I think you guys are the best as far as, you know, getting Just putting out a positive message and just, you know, making sure everybody around you is comfortable and
Thank
stuff.
You.
That's something that, you know, I truly as somebody who now watches everybody get ready to go in a few mm-hmm. months, and then I got to stay here. I wonder myself. I mentioned this to Garrett, and when we were just walking back on, I think it was Tuesday night. I just was like, he thought the show went pretty well, and I think I just asked him. I was like, so what are we gonna do next year when like everybody's gone and nobody's here anymore?
You guys got to make it your own.
We do. So yeah. Don't be surprised if we see a lot of your type of elements and introduced into the show. I know we already
kind of. You can take my brand. It's fine. You've already taken some of it, so you can keep. It's fine.
Yeah. But but no, I just think as far as, you know, in an industry that we're all set to go into, there is a lot of negativity in it. It is a little bit of a backwards industry to an extent as far as it's not as up with the times as other things are. Absolutely. And I said this to you, or I'll say it to you. I said it to Megan, said it to Mike. Having people like you who have that positive head on their shoulders that know importance of, okay, we need to make sure this is prioritized rather than putting on necessarily a great broadcast or making sure the news gets out in the right, correct way. Making sure that everybody around you is comfortable is what's more important. So if we have people like you guys going out into that world and just keeping that same entire attitude, I mean, it's going to change things for the better without a doubt.
Thank you. I love to hear when, like, you guys are, like, having fun and you guys are, like, thank you for what you do.
Oh, it is.
I mean, I love it.
I can't thank you guys enough. Like, yeah. I mentioned it to Mike, too. You don't know what people are going through when they walk through that door. So to create such a negative stress environment that isn't as including.
When it's not necessary.
When it's not necessary. Yeah. This is where we're supposed to all make mistakes and supposed to learn.
Yeah.
So having you guys in charge has just been awesome. And I hope. I know I've taken so much from you guys, and I hope other people that will then step into your guys' roles when you leave will hopefully have learned the same amount of stuff and prioritize the important stuff. So,
yeah,
of course. But before we let you go, it's time to do our little quiz. So I know you did the quiz beforehand. For those of you at home, you can take the quiz, VIA character quiz. It's about 15 minutes, takes you 96 questions, asks you a bunch of different things, gives you a list of strengths at the end. Today we're going to talk with Donna about her top five strengths. So Donna, what is your fifth strength?
My fifth strength is leadership, encouraging a group of which one is a member to get things done and at the same time maintain good relationships within the group, organizing group activities and seeing that they happen.
I'd say that's accurate.
I'd say that's pretty accurate, especially when I'm working.
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of take over.
Yeah.
My boss is like, is this my bakery or yours? And I'm like, it's fine today.
Is that a positive thing then, do you think?
I think so. I think there's always going to be a time in someone's life where they have to lead a group, whether it's your own family or whether it's in a work environment. So yeah. I would say it is.
What was your fourth?
Honesty, speaking the truth, but more broadly presenting oneself in a genuine way and acting in a sincere way, being without pretense, taking responsibility for one's feelings and actions. That's probably like, honesty is like my number one thing.
Okay.
For sure.
Is that something that you think of in yourself or more in other people that you look for?
Myself, I would prioritize honesty first, but other people too. Like if the second someone lies to me, I'm kind of just like done.
Yeah, you lose trust.
Yeah, exactly.
What was your third?
Kindness.
There you go.
All right. Doing favors and good deeds for others, helping them, taking care of them. Yeah, I love helping people, I will say. I may not always be the nicest person, but... At the end of the day, I truly just want everyone else to be happy.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
And what was, what are we on? Two? I lost track.
Two.
Two.
Perspective. Being able to provide wise counsel to others, having ways of looking at the world that make sense to oneself and others.
Is this something you ever thought about in yourself?
No. I know a lot of, my mom actually said this the other day. She was like, why do your friends go to you for relationship advice? And I'm like, I don't know. But they do.
Yeah.
I don't know how good of a help I am, but
apparently you're not too bad according to this.
Apparently, according to this.
And what was your top strength?
My number one, I love this one. My number one is humor.
Okay.
liking to laugh and tease, bringing smiles to other people, seeing the light side, making, not necessarily telling jokes. That's definitely me, because I wouldn't say uncomfortable, but when people have very strong emotions, I kind of like shut down, and my response to it is just to make jokes and to make them happy. And I do the same to myself. Like if I'm feeling down, I'm like, I just start joking about myself.
Laughter's the best medicine, right?
That's right. That's yeah.
Are you surprised by those five by any chance?
No, probably the one perspective is the one that's I'm a little like, okay. But no, this is it's pretty accurate, I would say.
Okay. So when you like not necessarily maybe when you're looking for other people to build a relationship with, do you look for those five specific things in them as well?
Humor and honesty for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Leadership, I can give or take if they're a leader or not, because I am. I don't know that. but yeah. Humor, honesty, those are my two that I try to look for in other people.
Very nice. Yeah. Well, we flew through that, but that's okay. I know we all have places to be, but Donna, before I let you go, do you have anything or any projects you might want to plug?
Well, the Sun and Sun Show, today we're doing, it's Megan's birthday tomorrow, Tuesday, the April 12th.
Come on now, you had to look at your phone.
I don't remember the date. So I put a lot of work into this episode. I'm really excited for it to happen because I love Megan. Yeah. And she's done a lot for me, and I wanted to do something special for her.
And that speaks to you as a person there. I think that those five things we just talked about genuinely all pretty much show up in that video alone. Yeah. But I can't wait, man. I'm really excited.
Everyone's really excited. Yeah. And I'm happy that like people are like, I want to come to this one.
Yeah. I will be there for sure. I'll be over as soon as I get out of class. But
good.
But yeah, no, I mean, I feel like I've said all that needs to be said. Just, you know, thank you for helping everybody and just being the best. So of course, you'll be greatly missed when you
thank you. I'm going to miss all you guys, too.
Yeah, make sure to
Megan
pop your head
around.
Megan
and I will come visit.
Yeah, I was going to say, pop your head in a few times. See the office burning down from the inside out. But as always, thank you, Donna, very much for coming on here today. I usually leave off with a quote, but I'm going to full non-disclosure?
I don't know.
All right, either way, I'm going to let you guys in on a secret. I did not prepare some notes for this show.
Wow.
So I don't have a quote for you today, but I will. I'll make sure to have two. The next time I do a podcast.
I have a quote.
You have a quote. Go ahead, Donna.
It's from me.
Okay, go ahead.
It's tea.
Just tea.
Tea, that's the tea.
End quote.
End quote.
All right, there you go. So words to live by. Thank you, Donna, for joining me. And as always, stay safe.